We're back on the Hoop Tech Girls Basketball Preview Show, live from Hoop Tech Inn at North Ridgeville. On the hotline, we have Coach Maggie Ferrando in her first season for the Avon Lady Eagles. Coach Ferrando, thank you very much, first and foremost, for joining us here. We always appreciate the time. And boy, coming over from Walsh Jesuit, my alma mater, I should add. I didn't tell you that
before we
got going. Yes, I am a 2014 graduate of Walsh Jesuit, so I was kind of excited to see you making your
way. That's awesome. Go Warriors.
Yeah, absolutely, go Warriors. But I got to imagine, I read your Chronicle Telegram article. I believe Todd Shapiro had it. And, boy, that commute time, kind of fractionalized now, going from Bay to Avon instead of Bay to Cuyahoga Falls. I got to imagine you're looking forward to.
Yes, it's definitely been nice. You know, I get home for my kids' bedtime every single night now. It's literally an 8 to 10 minute drive. So the commute was... it was just too much for our family life, so I'm definitely happy to be back home on the west side.
What'd you think of your time over there at Walsh Jesuit? Again, I'm familiar with the community, of course, so I'm curious how you liked your time over there with the Warriors.
Oh, I loved it. It was extremely hard for me to walk away, actually, because of the relationship, you know, I had with the president over there, and our athletic director is a really good friend of mine, so we still talk every day. But the people there were great, and I am a stay-at-home mom, so... it was okay to go make that drive, but my husband's a principal and my kids are getting older with the activities, and it was too hard to manage, you know, with watching the kids and getting them everywhere. But I'm nothing but love for Walsh. They've been wonderful to me.
There you go. Good deal. So, Coach, what else is in the background for Coach Ferrando? Of course, you're coming over from Walsh Jesuit. What came before that for you?
So I started out my coaching career actually at Notre Dame College. I stayed on for 2 years and was an assistant there. And then I ended up getting a teaching job and a coaching job at North Olmsted High School. So that started out my high school career for 3 years. And I stayed there teaching kindergarten in the North Olmsted City Schools for 8 years. I taught kindergarten. And then I went to St. Joe's for 9 years. Actually, North Olmsted was having levy issues and talking about, you know, canceling sports and whatnot. And that's when I went to St. Joe's. I went there for 9 years. And then Walsh for 3. And here I am back at Avon.
Wow, quite the diverse background then you, Coach. A lot of different stops for you.
So it's helped me out throughout the way, all those different places, for sure.
There you go. So you're in year one with Avon, still learning the girls and everything. How did the summer go for you guys? Are you getting more familiar with your girls and what kind of team you'll be looking at this winter?
For sure. So I came over in April, and I got right at it with open gyms, and I ran some youth clinics and whatnot. And we were super busy in June, so... our last thing that we did in June was the 3-day trip to Findlay, which is totally my favorite camp, just because it's so many games and you really get to see like who your kids are that can be tough and grind out the long days and the long games and, you know, compete. So I was so happy we had a June. I can't imagine right now not having a June because it's nice to come in here and they remember a lot of the things that we did do. So we were able to lay a little bit of a foundation down. And in the summer, we were mostly teaching tempo. And now here we are, you got the tempo going, and it's a new system. It's definitely different from what they're used to and a different style of play, but they've been doing such a great job. I can't ask for more.
Is it quicker than what maybe they were accustomed to in the past?
Yes, for sure. And I'm pretty sure everywhere we go so far has been different because we like to be unorthodox. So we like to run Paul Westhead's numbered fast break. So ideally... in a perfect world, we like to shoot every 10 seconds. So we are all about getting shots up and quantity of shots. And eventually we hope to lead in shots taken. You know, right now we're trying to get them just to go, 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 shoot, shoot, shoot. So we're the type of coaches that want them to shoot 3 feet behind the arc. They're not used to that. Some of the kids are not used to being able to shoot. And we give everybody the green light for the most part. We're taking kids out if they don't shoot. And we believe in like 32 minutes of hell. So we like to just run and gun and trap all over. And our belief is organized chaos. So we're not so organized yet. We're getting the chaos part down. You know, we just had our first scrimmage the other day, but we hope to get it together. You know, there was a lot of confusion the other day, but expected after 9 days of practice. But the tempo and their work ethic is right where we want it to be. So that's good.
Again, we're joined by Avon Eagles first-year head girls basketball coach Maggie Ferrando. Coach, I got to imagine that's a style that girls are very much looking forward to buying into. I can't imagine that's very hard to get girls excited for when you're saying, yeah, we're running, we're going to shoot, you got the green light at all times. Again, I imagine that that's kind of fun for them and somewhat easy to buy into.
You know, I totally agree. Just being a basketball player myself, you know, I graduated from Magnificat. I went on to play Division I basketball for 2 years and ended at Notre Dame College. But to me, I always tell the girls from my past 16 years coaching, this is what I love. This was fun. You know, I didn't like walking the ball up and setting it up. And, you know, this is more playground ball, and you get to utilize your skill level. And it is a good way to get everybody involved, because we, you know, we do believe in playing to exhaustion, which means you can play more kids. Instead of walking it up, you're usually not playing a lot of people. They don't need as many subs. You know, our dream, and we think we can do it from what we see so far, is to shuffle kids in and out and keep the legs fresh and keep them going and dictate the tempo. And like I said, just kind of make it chaotic and run. And I do believe that's the fun way to play. I think they're really grasping and catching on, and they're working well together with that concept. And that's the goal here, you know, run, run, run.
There you go. Well, a deep rotation sometimes needs a deep roster. So let's talk about some of the girls that you'll be coaching this season, Coach. And I think it all kind of starts with senior Brooke Lobb. Tell me about what you've seen from her so far.
Oh, I've just been extremely impressed with her since I came. She's just such a natural leader. She's really surfaced as a floor leader, a floor general. And I've been at Walsh for the past 3 years, so I really have not been privy to the West Side talent.
Right.
You know, I've been more at the South Side and the St. B's and the Hobans and all those guys. And, you know, that's why coming in is kind of nice. It's a total blank slate for me. I don't know them from anything, you know, so I don't base my judgments off of anything except from what I know. And she just totally has taken over. She's such a true point guard, but she has the ability to score. She looks so good running our system. She's really getting it down, pushing the ball up. Her ball handling is very good. A lot of D3s are very interested in her.
Okay.
And I think this style fits her absolutely great. You know, she can hit the outside shot. She can drive it, you know, when we need to. But she gets everybody so organized. And we like multiple things. So we like changing up defenses all the time. Every dead possession, we're in something new. And she's able to be able to get everybody in spots and really understand that concept. So that's been great.
Who else in that backcourt has kind of stood out to you so far?
We have another senior, Era Bangu, and she has had another fantastic summer like Brooke. So Brooke and Era have really been the backbone for us. Era didn't get a lot of time last year at all as a junior, so I think she's definitely going to have a come-out senior year season. She has such finesse and grace out there. She's got the ability to do the little Kyrie, little hooks and, you know, reverses and some of the stuff she does. My dad and I, who's my assistant, we just look at each other and we're like, wow. You know, she's just so finesse and can score. She plays backup point guard when Brooke needs a blow. So I'm just super excited for her. And she's really catching on with our style, too, as far as being able to, you know, intercept on defense. And she just has such nice natural reads out there. So I'm super excited for her and Brooke this year.
Again, Avon Eagles girls basketball coach Maggie Ferrando in her first season joins us here on the Hoop Tech Girls Basketball Preview Show. You mentioned your dad. I think you just said what was on the staff. Who else helps round out that coaching staff for you?
Yeah, so I couldn't do without my dad. He's been with me for 16 years now, my varsity assistant.
So all right.
It's awesome. Yeah, he coached me when I was little, and now me and him are together. And it's
That is awesome.
Yeah. So I also brought on Juliana Pavicek. She was at Padua last year. She's a Mount Union graduate. And she's been wonderful. So, you know, obviously being in Avon, the youth is so, so important. So we've been down with the third graders, travel basketball in the middle school. So she's been nice to be able to kind of help and install some of our stuff at all levels, which has been nice. And then we have our JV and freshman coach who have been here with Megan, Chad Partridge, our JV coach, and Zanny, who also is a Mount Union graduate and played with Juliana. So that's nice to have them two together.
Fantastic, fantastic. Did you have some conversations with Megan prior to coming in, just kind of seeing what the community and what the program was all about?
Yeah, Megan has been absolutely wonderful. You know, she was the one that actually gave me the heads up that she was leaving, and I totally get it being a mom. You know, she's just too busy with her two daughters, and I've appreciated everything that she's done for me. She's been nothing but wonderful and helping me out, and you know, right when I got the job, I was bothering her a ton. So now the more, you know, I feel more comfortable with what's going on, but she's totally helped me out, and I appreciate that.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Coach, before I let you go, just kind of overall looking at this season, what are some general expectations from a Coach Ferrando coach team?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll tell you right now, I think the SWC has got to be one of the hardest conference around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Olmsted Falls and Midview, Berea Midpark. I know how talented Avon Lake is and Amherst. And it's just, it's a meat grinder, you know, and it's exciting, but I know we're definitely seen as the underdogs in this conference for sure. So with that being said, all I want for us is to be kind of a thorn in everyone's side. And I told our girls, we want people to fear Avon, you know, regardless of record or whatnot. We want these coaches to have to, oh my gosh, we got Avon this week. We better over prepare. They do this and this and this. And, you know, so that's what our ultimate goal is, to be feared and to be looked at least competitive, go out there and play with these guys. And I think truly we can surprise some people with how hard these girls have been working and their brain power. I'm very impressed with how quickly they're catching on to a lot of the different things we're doing. We definitely hope to be a better team come January. It's going to take a while to get a new system in and whatnot, sure. But all I can ask for is progress, and I want to be scrappy and a relentless hustling team.
There we go. Fantastic stuff. Well, Coach, thank you for the time. We certainly appreciate it. I'm sure I'll be bugging you some more throughout the season as we talk about your team and what's going on and everything like that. But thank you very much for the time. We certainly appreciate it. Welcome back into Lorain County, I should say, as well. Awesome
thank
to have you,
you
here, and best of luck to you and the girls this season.
Thank you so much.